the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside Athletic Park as the Rafters right now just been getting introduced soon. Wausau getting introduced with their starting lineup. But Dominic Reed getting the start for them, a guy that's had nine games appeared in with an 0-3 record. He lost versus Kokomo, Fond du Lac, and also the Rafters. But Wausau in their all-white tops with the blue and green Wausau logo on the front and the blue and green numbers on the back. They have the white leggings as well. Wisconsin Rapids in their maroon and gold tops, the maroon jerseys, the gold Rafters logo, and the gold numbers on the back with the black leggings. So very standard for them. To be honest, I don't think I've seen many white or gray leggings. I can count on one hand how many times I've seen that. So Brian Dyer out there right now with the Rafters on the first baseline, Wausau on the third baseline. They're getting set here for this national anthem. They're on this sunny but a little cloudy here in Wausau on this Sunday afternoon, last scheduled Sunday game of the year. So we're going to take a quick step aside here on WFHR national anthem here coming up shortly. First pitch, moments away. Stay with us.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside Athletic Park is Dominic Reed getting warmed up right now. But I'll tell you, Rafters have to strike early. You take it back, though, to July the 31st. It was a doubleheader, which Rafters won the first game 5-0 and then 7-4 in game two. 6-5 in game two, where they won in extras. And then they had a day off, and the game after that, they came right back here to also. They won that game 7-4, so they swept the Woodchucks in three games. All three of those games won by the Rafters. Wausau looking to do that right now. They got their revenge yesterday, a team that's better on the road at Witter Field than here at home. But they haven't had their last home win in all competitions since July the 19th against Battle Creek. So it's been a while since this team has been victorious at home. Rafters, though, it's just about controlling what you can control. And that certainly has to start with the bats. And offensively, they've gotten an up and early leads here. And Wausau hasn't climbed back. They've made it close, but You know, you take it to game one, game two, where the Raptors won that game 6-5, but they were up 5-0 in the first. So Ty Johnson will lead off. 59 hits, 216 at-bats. He'll be batting a 273. He had a solo home run in games one and two yesterday. A big day for him. So Ty Johnson out of Flower Mound, Texas. Facing another Texas native, Dominic Reed, out of Little Elm, Texas. And here's the first pitch of the game. Reed sets in and throws it a first pitch strike. 0-1. So Johnson leading the team in at-bats. Hits, runs, walks, doubles, and stolen bases. And the 0-1 and a swing and a high fly ball into center field. Back under it is Allen at the warning track to make the grab. So Ty Johnson almost looking for his third home run in three games, but he flies out to center. So Aiden Brewer now, he'll step in. Bobo on deck. 7 hits, 39 at-bats for Brewer. A 179 batter. Got his base hit yesterday in game two, his first time up. So one gone. Aiden Brewer, the right-hander, will face Dominic Reed and throws up high. And throwing it a little bit way was Brewer. He had to back away. 1-0. So Reed, his last game was when he lost versus the Raptors. He went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, 4 runs, but 4 strikeouts. So Reed sets, throws, and the ball that time a little bit low. So Aiden Brewer, UNC Greensboro, headed to Greensboro next season, and a previous attendant of Hillsdale College. And there comes in at a strike, 2-1. So Dominic Reed, a 3.90 ERA, looking to get revenge after losing the game back on August the 2nd. And the 2-1 to Brewer, way inside. He has to back away, and he'll see a ball, 3-1. So three balls, a strike here on Aiden Brewer. 4 runs on the season. 1 gone. Reed looks, the 3-1 and a swing and a miss. Brewer went after it a little bit low, down at the ankle-high fastball. And the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes are the first full count of the game. Here, Aiden Brewer, the second batter. And the payoff and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over to Mitchell at short. Scoops it up in the throw to first and doesn't get him in time. Aiden Brewer just gets there in the nick of time. And Brewer with a base hit. So back-to-back games with at least a hit. And Brendan Bobo is due up. Mitchell had to shift on to his right to go and grab that ball. But Brewer, the speed of him, he'll take first. So Bobo now is due up. 46 hits, 180 at-bats. Tied for first in home runs this season. He led the league in home runs last season. The Northwoods League all-time home run leader, Brendan Bobo, 30 combined. So no balls or strike included. He got a home run yesterday as well in game one. Bombed one into right field. And the 0-1 high from Reed in for a ball. 1-1. So Johnson flew out to center, a base hit from Aiden Brewer. Brendan Bobo, 52 times, though, he's been struck out. He's walked 22 times as well. A native of Santa Cruz. And he'll see another strike. That paints on the inside. A ball, 2 strikes. 1 down. Brewer stands at first. Reed still looking for his first strikeout. The Oklahoma State Cowboy will look in, kick the 1-2 to Bobo, and a swing and a ball popped up in towards the third baseman, McGinnis, who tracks it down and makes the grab. And Bobo goes away for 2 down. So Johnson flew out to center, Brewer with a base hit, and now Bobo popped out to third. Orlando Lordoy is due out. Batting a 241. 14 hits, 58 at-bats. Had 9 RBIs, a home run. 2 gone. Reed looking to retire the sign in 4 batters. Lordoy in the cleanup spot, the left-hander. Reed kicks, winds, and serves at a first-pitch strike. That paints on the inside. 0-1. 1 hit so far for the Raptors. Comes at the hands of Brewer, who stands at first. 1 away, top of the first. Lourdois sets in. He'll see the 0-1 in a swing and kind of a jam shot, a high fly ball into left center. Looking to track it down is Mitchell, an over-the-shoulder catch. Had a turnaround. A guy that played excellently yesterday on the offensive side. Getting it done defensively, we head to the bottom of the first. Rafters with a hit, but they come up empty. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the first, Caleb Shulis toes the slab today for the Rafters. He is the starter, the rising redshirt junior out of University of Wisconsin Parkside. One game appeared in, and it was back against Wausau here at Athletic Park. Had two innings of work and two walks and a swing and a miss on a first pitch strike on the leadoff left fielder, Michael Adair. And the University of Dayton, a junior from Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. And Shulis will go to work, the left-hander, and a swing and a high fly ball slicing into left field. Gallison at the warning track and makes the catch. So Adair, decent contact, but Gallison was all over it. So Christian Mitchell now is due up. So one out. Dominic Reed retired the side in the top of the first in four batters. Shulis, the left-hander, will go to work on a first pitch strike that paints inside. So Christian Mitchell in game two of yesterday had it was 1-for-4 with a run, but had an RBI as well. And in game one, he went 3-for-3. So a guy out of Romeoville, Illinois, and batting a .297 as he slices one into left field. And this goes in a diving catch from Gallison. Anthony Gallison, man, oh, man, he has been an absolute force into left field. He is, we've seen multiple times, sliding catches. You take it back to Fond du Lac on Friday, had about three sliding catches and does so once again today. So Christian Mitchell, unfortunate to come up, not to come up with that hit, as Gallison was all over it. Michael McGinnis is due up here with two down. 34 RBIs for him as he pops one out back into the netting. Gallison, a sliding catch. Back-to-back flyouts to left field. Andrew Jimenez on deck. The 0-1 from Shulis. And a swing and a high fly ball into right foul field territory. And that goes out and away. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. One hit so far in this game, and it came at the hands of Aiden Brewer. But back-to-back flyouts, thanks to Anthony Gallison.
Starting his 48, batting
Mike McGinnis and a Newman in Georgia. The Georgia State Panther will see up in a ball, 1-2. Four home runs in game two of yesterday. He went 2-for-3 and had 3 of the 5 woodchuck runs. And the 1-2 from Shulist just on the inside. An off-speed pitch there, 2-2. So Caleb Shulist getting a help from Gallison. Not going to get his first strikeout here. The 2-2 and a swing and a miss. He sends down McGinnis. Raptors go 1-2-3. We head to the top of the second. Scoreless through one.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the second inning as Wisconsin Rapids retired Wausau in 3 batters. And one of the guys to help them do that, Anthony Gallison, who flew out, who got 2 straight flyouts to left as he pops one back behind home plate to lead off. Was able to get the putouts. And Gallison, a miraculous catch on Christian Mitchell. So a guy that bats a 253, 39 hits, 154 at-bats. Reed will go to work and throw a little bit low at a ball 1-1. So Dominic Reed retired the side in 4 batters. Top of the first, he gave up a base hit to Brewer. And the 1-1, Gallison swings and misses, losing his balance there. 1-2. Out of Colts Neck, New Jersey, and a guy that's had 24 strikeouts, 22 runs, and the 1-2 from Reed. And a swing and a bouncer that goes right into the glove of Reed. Shifts onto his right, underhands it to his left to the first baseman, Jimenez, and sends down Gallison. So now the DH, James Bornick, will step in. 5 hits, 22 at-bats. Batting a 227, 2 RBIs, 3 runs. He's been struck out twice. Out of Marion, and Bornick swings and misses on a first pitch strike that works on the left edge of the zone. He batted a 293 for Marion this season. 33 RBIs, including 3 home runs, and misses low again, 0-2. So Dominic Reed still yet without a strikeout on 5 batters, searching for his first one here. One gone, no balls, 2 strikes. The 0-2. Up on the inside and a little bit away for a ball, 1-2. So ball, 2 strikes. Reed will set in once more. Bornick 1-for-3 in game 2 of yesterday. Had an RBI as well. And he'll see a ball 2-2. So Bornick, 6 in this order. And the left-hander will face Dominic Reed. He'll kick high in the 2-2 home. And a swing and a ball sliced into left field. And that gets down before Adair can get to it. And a base hit from Bornick. So James Bornick, his sixth hit of the season. And that's the second hit of the Rafters. As David Smigalski out of LaGrange College, the catcher, leads the team in batting average with a .353, six hits, 17 at-bats. So Bornick stands at first with one out. And the first pitch comes in from Reed at a ball, 1-0. So Bornick hooks a ball into left field. He'll stand at first. David Smigalski batting in the seventh spot. Reed kicks, turns to 1-0. And inside for a strike, 1-1. So Smigalski batted a .310 for LaGrange College this season. Out of Canton, Georgia. The count runs at one apiece. Bornick stands at first. And the 1-1 of Smigalski, and a swing and a ball popped up right into the glove of Jimenez. You'll never have an easier out as Smigalski goes down. Just a shallow pop-up. Jimenez, all he had to do was take a couple steps forward. As Alec Castillo now got his first hit yesterday, up to two hits on the season. 12 at-bats, a .167 batter, the right fielder Castillo. And Reed works, sets high, at a ball 1-0. Castillo headed to Golden West College, previously attended San Bernardino Valley College in the 21-22 season, and he'll see a strike there. He batted a .322, had 18 RBIs, 29 runs. He was also struck out 36 times. Bornick stands at first. Two down, the 1-1, and Reed again works in a fastball, 1-2. So ball, two strikes. On deck is the nine-hole batter, Joseph Moroque. We'll see if he even gets to at-bat here. Castillo down in this count, 1-2. His first hit yesterday was a line drive up the middle and paints the zone just inside for strike three. Brushes off the right corner. Dominic Reed records his first strikeout as the Rafters get a hit. But once again, don't get any runs. We head to the bottom of the second, 0-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 61. Tonight, cloudy. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs around 83. High of 85 Tuesday under mainly sunny skies. 83 Wednesday, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning, Andrew Jimenez leads off in the cleanup spot. He'll face Caleb Shulis once more, who retired the side in three batters. As the 1-1 popped away at a strike that time, 1-2. But Shulis picked up his first strikeout against Michael McGinnis. Struck him out swinging But two flyouts to left field, and Anthony Gallison, a miraculous catch in the bottom of the first. And the 1-2 to McGinnis, and a high fly ball sailing away into foul territory on the right side. Michael McGinnis was struck out. Andrew Jimenez out of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, a 3-10 batter, four RBIs, and he fouls it right side. A ball, two strikes here on Jimenez. Went 2-for-2 in game two, was walked with two times, and also had an RBI. And the 1-2 from Shulist, and a slow-moving breaking ball just outside on the right edge, 2-2. So the left-hander Shulist on the right-hander, Andrew Jimenez. And the 2-2, and a swing and a high fly ball. Chasing after this is Johnson at the warning track. Reaches out and drops it. Wasn't able to make the catch. The throw now over to Moroic, and leading off with a double is Jimenez. Seemed like it might have gone in and out of his glove. Johnson almost on the season. Almost he got that, but that was unfortunate as Jimenez puts himself in scoring position. That's the first hit of the Woodchucks today. Trent Venez is due up. A 107 batter with a home run. In game two, he went 0-for-4, but had an RBI, which he got his fourth of the season. Jimenez been swinging the bat a lot better, and he'll stand at second. Venez out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Out of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and a junior. Down in the count, 0-1. And the 0-1 just outside at high and a ball, 1-1. On deck is the catcher, Ryan Blackwell. A ball and a strike. Jimenez stands at second in scoring position with a double. And the 1-1 just low, the left edge, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Standing at second is Jimenez. Shulis bends down low at the knee. He'll come set. Looks off at second. Kicks, turns, the 2-1. A swing and a miss. Upstairs, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Shulis gives up his first hit of the season. And it's a double to Jimenez. Looking for his second strikeout, though. The 2-2. Low of the left corner. 3-2. Just inside. And the count runs full. So three balls, two strikes. Shulis, a 1-2 record at Wisconsin Parkside. Allowed 20 hits, but 17 strikeouts with 17 runs. And the payoff down the plate for strike three. The strike as going down is Venez. So Trent Venez, second strikeout that Shulist has recorded. Venez goes down. Ryan Blackwell, the catcher, out of Amarillo, Texas. Out of Oral Roberts University. A team that made the Collegiate World Series this season. Three RBIs. At second stands Jimenez. Blackwell looking to add another hit for the Woodchucks. Rafters hoping to send him down. Shulis goes to work and a miss outside. 1-1. On deck is Ryan Blanchard. Blackwell the catcher. So the two strikeouts from Shulis have been on McGinnis and Venez. He's given up a double. One down. And the 1-1. And a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over towards the third baseman. And throwing across first is Bornick. And walking on home is Jimenez. So what happened there, Bornick fielded it up. He threw over to first to Bobo and commits an error. And getting home is Jimenez, and the Woodchucks strike first. They're up 1-0. So Bornick just off the throw there. A wild throw over to Bobo. And getting to second now, and is Blackwell. Blackwell gets to second on an error. No balls, a strike with one out. Shulis the 0-1. And a swing and a ball popped up into shallow right field. Bobo's under it and makes the grab. Looking to take third was Blackwell, but Blanchard goes down. So James Bornick at third threw it over to Bobo. He did not tag the runner of Jimenez, who was going to third. He just couldn't tag him in time. And then a wild throw over to Bobo, and then walking home is Jimenez. So two down. Ryan Blanchard goes down, and Jacob Boos out of Wisconsin Stevens Point, the native of Littleton, Colorado, 231, batting at the plate with an RBI. And Shulis goes to work on the 1-0 and a strike that time. A ball and a strike. Shulis, 30 pitches, two strikeouts. He's given up a run. Jacob Boos, a 231 batter, and throws high at a ball, 2-1. One RBI for Boos. Did not appear in the games yesterday. On second stands Blackwell. And a pitch to bounce low into the glove of Smigalski for a ball, 3-1. On deck is Dwight Allen. Three balls a strike. Wausau has struck first. They lead 1-0. Two down. The 3-1. Well low in the dirt for ball four. Boos starts his day off with a walk. He takes first. Remaining at second is Blackwell and Dwight Allen. In the nine hole, the center fielder, the Georgia Bulldog, the redshirt sophomore from Milton, Georgia. Three RBIs, a 280 batter. Two down. And setting and serving is Shulis. He'll throw low at a ball 1-0, so what you can't have is a walk here. With Michael Adair on deck in the top of the order. Allen, three RBIs on the season, and a swing and a sharply hit ball in towards the right fielder. Castillo runs out and makes the catch. Alec Castillo getting the put out, but Wausau gets a run. We head to the top of the third. Raptors trail 1-0 here on WFHR.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Tony Burrell, Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol. Public safety is our primary mission. Every day, our troopers and inspectors work hard to keep people and commerce moving safely. But drivers need to do their part. That means following these simple rules. Buckle up, phones down, slow down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, Wausau leads 1-0. They draw first blood here on this Sunday afternoon. here in beautiful Athletic Park. As Joseph Moroic, the nine-hole batter for the Raptors, has had a hit on five at-bats. Also with a run as well. He's been struck out three times, though. So out of college of Lake County College. And a guy that's from Spring Grove, Illinois. And he'll swing and a miss on a first pitch strike from Reed. So Dominic Reed, 31 pitches, two innings, has a strikeout. He struck out Castillo to end the second. Reed goes to work once more, 1-1. So two hits for the Raptors, the first time through the order almost. Here's a hit from Brewer and also a hit from Bornick. But unable to get any runs in. The 2-1 from Reed. Well high for a ball. 3-1. So three balls a strike. On deck, top of the order is Ty Johnson. Joseph Moroic, the left-hander, will face the 3-1 and a swing. And a ball popped up into left field. A dare is under it. Reaches out to make an easy catch. Moroic goes down for one out. So top of the order with Ty Johnson. Flew out to center his first time up. It was a ball hit at the warning track, but Allen was on top of it. Johnson batting a 272. Faced his collegiate teammate Henry Cohn in the first game yesterday. Both out of McLennan Community. And then in the second game faced Chandler Freeman, who's at Baylor, and that's where Ty Johnson has committed to for next season. So facing a past teammate and also his future teammate, the 1-0 is a strike inside of the right zone, 1-1. So ball and a strike, Johnson 0-1. Reed will go to work, and the 1-1 is a swing and a miss. Johnson losing his balance on that, 1-2. Aiden Brewer is set to bat after this. Moroic flew out to left. Dominic Reed with a strikeout, searching for strikeout number two in the 1-2. And Johnson goes down, misses on the left edge. And Dominic Reed, two strikeouts for him. Aiden Brewer had a base hit his first time up in towards the shortstop. So just like he did in game two yesterday where he started off with a base hit, does here once again. 1-1. Way. Reed turns in the first offering is a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. One away. And the 0-1 down the plate once more on the inside corner on the left edge. 0-2. So just like that, two outs. Reed looking to go three up and three down. The 0-2 to Brewer and a swing and a hard hit ground ball over towards the second baseman Blanchard. The shift onto his left and the throw to first. And he has all the time in the world. He sends Brewer down for the third out. We head to the bottom of the third. 1-0. Woodchuck still in front here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the order, Mike Adair.
So bottom of the third, Caleb Shulis back on the mound. Michael Adair leading off for the Rafters. And he's ahead in the count here, 2-0. And Shulis will set in on the third offering. A strike, 2-1. And Adair flew out to left his first time up. So he's 0-1. And Shulis goes in, and looks like that nicks the right elbow of Adair. He'll take first. So Michael Adair putting himself on base, and that leads off as he was hit by a pitch. So Christian Mitchell also flew out to left and was an even better play from Anthony Gallison. Mitchell, Central Michigan, heading into his sophomore season. And he'll set in and see a ball upstairs. 1-0. So Adair was hit by a pitch. He'll stand at first. Caleb Shulis, the left-hander, out of Shantytown, Wisconsin, and Christian Mitchell swings and misses. Second offering's a strike. Shulis started in three games for Wisconsin Parkside. He went two innings with three strikeouts, which was his highest of the season, versus Rockford. Played in 11 and a third innings, pitched three innings, giving up no earned runs against Truman State back on March 20th of last year. So a guy that's just really been around, and the 1-2 popped away in high school, though. He was a conference champion in 2019, was an all-star in 2020, and was a regional champion back in 2019 as well. A ball, two strikes. Adair stands at first in the 1-2, and Mitchell swings and hits a high fly ball into left field. Does this have the distance? And this ball is just foul. Wow, that was close from Christian Mitchell. Certainly had the distance. Did not have the direction. Almost drifted away of that left field foul pole. A ball, two strikes. Mitchell, no home runs on the season. Looking for his first. And Adair on his way now in a swing and a ground ball. Bornick looks over at first, has all the time in the world, and just a little bit of a lazy throw. Bobo able to make that catch. It came in low. But nonetheless, Adair gets to second, puts a runner in scoring position. And already an error on Bornick today. But just a little bit off with that throw. Michael McGinnis struck out swinging. A Georgia State Panther, 34 RBIs, he's 0-1. Adair stands at second, and a swing and a ground ball bounced away out of the left field line and out of play. But another run in scoring position for the Woodchucks. It was Adair who was hit by a pitch. Mitchell grounded out to third. So one out. The 0-1 from Shulis, and a swing and a ball lofted into right field. Castillo under it and makes an easy grab. Adair looked like he was going to get on his way to third, but stands at second in scoring position. That's the second put out for Castillo. The first one came on Allen, who flew out to right. Andrew Jimenez led off with a double. The only Woodchuck to get home and the only run to score today. Adair stands at second. Shulis to Jimenez, and a swing and a ball into right field. Does this stay foul? And does. Just sailing away from the right field line. But if that ball gets down, surely a run scores. But Andrew Jimenez, a good start for him. And yesterday, 2 for 2 in game two. Had an RBI, was walked twice. So the only batter in this lineup that bats above a 300, and he'll swing and a miss there, 0-2. That's pretty shocking given this team bats a 263, which is 6 in the Northwoods League overall. So Jimenez out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Two outs. No balls, two strikes. Jacob Hudson, home plate umpire. Andrew Thomas at third. Steve Bartlestein at first. That's our crew today. They were the same crew as yesterday. And the 1-2 to Jimenez slices it out right field line and out of play once more. So Adair was hit by a pitch and then stole second. But then after that, Mitchell grounded out to third. McGinnis flew out to right, near bottom of the third. Wassa already with a run. They got one in the second. And the 0-2 from Shulist, a swing and a miss. Going down is Jimenez. Caleb Shulist once again getting in another strikeout. That's his third of the day. We head to the top of the fourth. 1-0, Wassa.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR, your home of Raptors Baseball, as working in is Dominic Reed this time. One is the count. Coming set in serving, and a swing and a miss, but a little bit down low, and calls in for a check swing, 2-0. So Dominic Reed, two strikeouts, 44 pitches, has given up two hits. Bobo, his first time up, popped out to third, and the 2-0 and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball into the glove of Jimenez, walks over to first and tags it in time. So Bobo comes up empty twice. And this brings up Orlando Lordoy, who popped out to second. One out. Lordoy, 237 batter at the plate. He's been struck out 11 times. And Reed goes in on a first pitch strike, drifting on the right corner. 0-1. So the Raptors Giving up a run. It was in the bottom of the second, and Reed goes to work once again, 0-2. It was Jimenez who led off with a double, and then Blackwell hits a ground ball in towards the third baseman, Bornick, Jimenez was already on his way to third, and then Bornick threw it behind Bobo at first to try to retire Blackwell. And then it went way behind Bobo, so then Jimenez just walked on home. And the 0-2 to Lordoy skied back into the netting. Dominic Reed has gone 3 1/3, 48 pitches. There is some action in the bullpen for the Woodchucks. No balls, two strikes. Reed lifts the 0-2 to Lordoy in a swing and a bouncer that goes right into the glove of the second baseman Blanchard and throws it on to first. The second ground out there. Bobo grounds out to first. Lordoy grounds out to second. Anthony Gallison, who grounded out to the pitcher, his first time up. So Wausau looking to retire this side here at top of the fourth with three straight outs. Rafter still without a run as they have two hits. And Reed goes in once again on a first pitch strike. Paints the right corner. 0-1. A set to serve. And thrown in low, 0-2. That's fouled just off the bottom side of the bat. No balls, two strikes with two outs. 0-2 is the count. So two gone. Anthony Gallison. A guy that has been such a key piece of this team's success was the hero Thursday night. When it was a 6-6 game, he got the winning RBI and the 0-2 from Reed and a swing and a hard hit ball into center field. Allen walks over to it and makes the catch for the third out. So Wausau goes 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth. They lead 1-0 here on WFH.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The bottom of the fourth we go as Wisconsin Rapids trails 1-0. They gave up a run in the second. So Trent Van Ness will lead off. He struck out looking his first time up. Caleb Shulis back on the mound once more and works in a strike. The first pitch was a foul ball, so now he's ahead in the count 0-2. So Van Ness, the right fielder, 0-1. Shulis, 53 pitches, has given up a hit, a run, a walk, but three strikeouts. And a swing and a ball flied into left field. Does this have the distance? And Gallison tracking back, and this ball's gone. Trent Van Ness, his second home run of the season, right on cue. And Wausau, double their lead. They lead 2-0. Wow. Shulis, one throw, and Van Ness bombs it back into left center. And now the Rafters trail 2-0. So Ryan Blackwell, who got on base on an error from Bornick. And Chulis goes to work. And that ball driven out left field and out of play into the dugout. But Trent Van Ness, how about that? His second home run, and Caleb Chulis, man oh man, wants to have to shake that one off. Two hits, two runs, as the 0-1 way outside at a ball, 1-1. No action in the bullpen yet for the Rafters. A ball and a strike. And Chulis there on a breaking ball paints the zone 1-2. Blackwell, 0-for-1. 1-2 is the count. The 1-2 from Chulis, and a swing and a low fly ball running after it is Brewer, not making the grab in time. Drops down before Johnson can get to it in center field. A base hit from Blackwell. So Blackwell gets his first hit of his day, and now Wasta up to three hits. Ryan Blanchard popped out to the first baseman, Bobo. He's 0-for-1, the second baseman. Blanchard at first, and a swing and a ball skied into foul territory. Bornick looks to track it, but it goes into the stands down in left field. Blanchard out of Feather River College. A guy out of Eagle, Wisconsin, and swings and hits a line drive into the back of Chulis, turns around, it bounces off of him, and throws over at first to get Blanchard. Boy, that's going to be a stinger right in the back. And actually fortunate for the Rafters that that hit Chulis, because if that goes through him, that's a base hit up the middle. But Blanchard grounds out, but Blackwell gets to second. Jacob Boos walked his first time up. Out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Just about 20, 30 minutes south of here. And setting and working his shoe list. And works in a strike, 0-1. Already a run here for Wausau. A solo home run in the bottom of the fourth, but this is a Rafters team that can score in abundance. They just have to work to shut down this inning. And the 0-1 on a breaking ball, low on the left corner, just can't work in. 1-1. So a ball is strike with one out. Jacob Boos drew a walk his first time out. And the 1-1 outside. 2-1. On deck is Dwight Allen. Wausau on a 2-0 lead. Two balls a strike. They're 2-1 from Chulis. Fouled again, left field side out of play. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jacob Boos, the DH. The left-hander, lefty on lefty. At second stands Blackwell. And the 2-2. Just up of the left corner, 3-2. Thought he brushed that in. And now the count runs full. One out, Dwight Allen on deck. Three balls, two strikes. Caleb Chulis looks over at second, and here comes the payoff. And down low for ball four. Can't work in on the left inside corner. Boos gets to first. That's back-to-back times he's been walked. Dwight Allen flew out to right. One out. Boos on first, Blackwell on second. Dwight Allen, the Georgia Bulldog from Milton, Georgia. In game two of yesterday, he went 2-for-4 with a run. He was struck out as well, but nonetheless had a good day. One out. Chulis looks in at second and sets and serves at a first pitch strike right down Main Street. 0-1. So the center fielder, Allen, heading into his junior season. 269 at the plate, three RBIs. And the 0-1. And fouled again, 0-2. So top of the order, Michael Adair is on deck. He would be scheduled to bat if the Raptors do not get a double play here. Boos on first, Blackwell on second. Only one out here, bottom of the fourth, and it throws and hits Allen in the head. Boy, he's down. Caleb Shulist, a wild pitch there. Dwight Allen looks like he got hit in the back of the head, and this is never a good sight to see.
Good news at all.
Clearly, Allen is